Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
An investigation by the Better Government Association is questioning unusual moves by two Chicago aldermen. The actions would bring millions of dollars in property tax breaks to businesses hired indicted alderman Edward Burke's law firm. WBBM's Mike Krauser with the story.
The BGA says it's a sharp break from City Hall convention. Alderman Patrick Daley Thompson and then Alderman Michael Zaleski putting their names on a half dozen measures involving businesses in Burke's ward, allowing the indicted alderman to get around conflict of interest rules. In two cases, the BGA says, Burke's name was initially on the documents but was scratched off and the other aldermen's names were penciled in. Thompson said it's not unusual. The BGA reports of 123 tax incentive resolutions filed since 2011. These are the only ones involving sponsors from other wards. Mike Krauser, News Radio 105.9 FM.
Prosecutors say a former Uber driver charged with sexually abusing a woman has a history of similar behavior.
36-year-old Sargon Nano was charged this week with groping and trying to kiss a 29-year-old woman he was supposed to be taking home more than a year ago. He even allegedly grabbed the woman's phone, put in his contact info, and texted himself. According to the Sun-Times, Uber banned Nano from working for the rideshare company after the woman filed a complaint with Uber and Chicago police. A prosecutor says other women had complained to Uber previously about Nano's sexually inappropriate behavior. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Dalton Police Chief Ernest Mobley says charges are being filed in the murder of 40-year-old Marcia Bauman. 18-year-old Avion Fonville is charged with first-degree murder. Mobley says investigators do not believe Bauman was the target.
It was a straight bullet that hit her, yes. He was shooting at another individual.
Dalton police have also issued a warrant in the fatal shooting of 31-year-old Angelica Smith. That was last Sunday. And investigators are still looking for suspects in the killing of 15-year-old Akira Boston, who was killed while standing outside a food and liquor store on East 142nd Street on August 27th. A portion of a building on the west side collapsed yesterday. Now there's an emergency demolition order to tear the rest of it down.
One man was injured after being struck by debris when the front and corner of a three-story building at Pulaski and 5th in Chicago crashed to the ground. When building inspectors arrived on the scene, they determined the structure was not safe and could not be saved. The Tribune reports that the building's owner was last cited in April for failure to register the vacant building. Chicago Fire Department spokesman Larry Langford tells WBBM.
It was originally, in its last life from what we can see, it had a bar or a bar grill on the first floor and had apartments on floors 2 and 3.
Langford says the man who was injured was taken to a hospital in good condition. Jennifer Kuiper, News Radio 105.9 FM.
Chicago's mayor is scheduled to meet with some Illinois lawmakers today, but she won't be presenting a detailed budget wish list.
Mayor Lightfoot says this meeting is like one she had with lawmakers in Springfield during the transition.
Look, this is about relationship building. For many of these legislators, I'm still a very new commodity.
She says Chicago's agenda needs to be known.
I'm in contact with legislators, not just the leaders, but the individual legislators on a regular basis. And the feedback that we've gotten has been very positive.
And she's not only talking to lawmakers these days.
On pension issues, we've been reaching out to mayors in other parts of the state who are in just as dire, if not dire, straits as Chicago. This is not a unique Chicago-specific challenge.
At City Hall, Craig Delamore, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Residents of Lincoln Park are being advised to make sure their homes are locked after three burglaries in the past week. All of the burglaries were reported in the 1000 block of West Lille Avenue. Authorities say in each case, the intruder entered a home through the back door and got away with property from inside. There's still no word on the cause of death for the former mayor of suburban Posen, whose body was found in his home yesterday after he failed to show up for sentencing in an embezzlement case.
When his client didn't show up in court to be sentenced, attorney Domingo Vargas says he was concerned about him, 79-year-old Donald Shupek, who used to be mayor of Posen.
He had failed to show up and he was not returning my phone calls nor some other officials.
And then Shupek's body was found in his home. Shupek had pleaded guilty to taking $27,000 from the village for personal expenses like gambling.
My opinion, he wasn't going to go to an institution, to a federal penitentiary. More likely than not, if he didn't qualify for probation, I was going to ask for the court to consider some kind of home confinement.
Vargas says for the type of case it was, even though it was a serious matter, it wasn't that serious. Steve Miller, News Radio 105.9 FM.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen to WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.